All right, we are live on Facebook. Hello, friends. Happy Friday. If it's Friday at happy hour, we know that it's time for Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. She is the host of this weekly show that brings you 15 minutes of financial insight. And we're just so thrilled to have tonight's guest here with us, Rachel Sanborn Lawrence. So we'll tell you about her in a second. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, Rita's PR partner and the producer of her show on Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV. So about Rachel, she is the lead financial planner at Elevest, a financial company built by women who are on a mission to get more money into women's hands. Oh, what a fabulous goal. So take it away, Rita.
Well, thank you so much for the warm introduction, Hope and Rachel. We are so excited that you're here with us today. Thanks for tuning in with us at Margaritas with Margarita.
Yay, so excited to be here. I am still drinking my tea, this fabulous Elevest mug that we have for, we do merch sometimes on our site too. And that's my drink to share with you tonight, my lovely cup of tea as we have some margaritas together, Margarita. I love it.
Well, thank you. So, Rachel, what I think is so incredibly amazing about your career is that you have been in fintech and you've done so much. So if you don't mind, I think people would find that really interesting. How did you discover the financial advice profession and then fintech?
Yeah, it's funny because clients ask me this sometimes. They ask how long I've been in, and I'm realizing this year it's been 19 years, if you can believe it. I discovered a passion for finance in high school. I did an investment competition, probably senior year, blew everyone else out of the water, fell in love with investment analysis. And so I went to college for finance. And while I was in school still, I was able to do some internships with mostly personal financial planning offices. So I started at Ameriprise. I did a stint with Lincoln Investment Planning for a while. So that just sort of introduced me to all of the different sides of finance, from like the stock analysis and investment analysis. I did a little bit of corporate finance while I was in school, got to hear, you know, about that and learn more. But I really fell in love with the personal finance side. Maybe because my parents weren't the best with money, so I wanted to get better with it. You know, how probably the same thing with psychologists and psychology. I wanted to try to tackle it for myself. So I have spent the past about 20 years just learning as much as I can about not just the more like complex and sophisticated strategies that you get to use with some higher net worth people, but like, what does finance do in real life? How do you actually implement real life finance? And I think that's what drew me to some of the fintech companies that I've worked with over the past 10 years. So I went from some of those internships, and then I did a while with a company called Commonwealth Financial Network. It was an associated firm there. Eventually I ended up at a firm in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, led by Susan John. She was the chair of the CFP board for a little while, chair of NAFSA. I spent about 5 years with her, learning from her. She's still one of the people I consider like my favorite mentors that I have had. But while I was there and attending some of the industry conferences, I think it must have been an FPA retreat in Arizona, and like 10 or 15 years ago at this point. And I heard, of course, Michael Kitsis talking about technology at the conference and explaining a little bit about what was going on in fintech. And that really piqued my interest. I hadn't heard much about companies that were really trying to work with my demographic, right? People like me, companies where I would be able to refer my friends to them for financial planning services. I just didn't really see that exist outside of some of those really traditional models where people make sales commissions to sell products to those folks. So he mentioned the company called LearnVest. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yes.
They were initially a blog for women about personal finance, started by Alexa Von Tobel. I think she started it in 2009, like right in the middle of the last great recession. So great timing, of course. But by the time that I joined them in 2012, they had just launched their RIA branch, They became a registered investment advisor. They were just starting to bring on financial planners, CFPs, certified financial planning professionals, to help with the plans that they were running for clients. And I got to come in sort of at the ground level. I think I was employee like between 20 and 30, somewhere in there. And I really just got to see the whole new side of this financial services industry in a place that was backed by venture capital, growing really, really quickly, building almost all of their own proprietary technology along the way. It was so exciting. It was definitely different than the traditional spaces that I had been in before. It took a little adjusting. But I think once I got into it, I can't look back. Like, I've been in that now for almost 10 years. I don't think I could ever go back to, I don't know, maybe I could someday do a traditional space, but this fintech industry is so exciting. There's so much room for, I don't know, just different opportunities and exploring new avenues of finance. So LearnVest is my introduction. From LearnVest, I ended up at Advisor, which is a financial planning software where you build financial plans for clients. I used some of the expertise that I developed in helping LearnVest develop some of their proprietary technology, worked with a lot of software engineers while I was there, which allowed me to translate some of my skills in financial planning into code. I wasn't doing the code, but I could read it. I could talk the same talk that the engineers needed to hear to help build some of those things. And that was really exciting for a while. And then I realized I so missed the client interaction, right? That one-on-one, being with the client, getting to see their lives change as you lead them down this path of personal finance. And that's when LVest came in. LearnVest had gotten bought out a while before that. I had a dear friend who was at LVest. Yes, they have very similar names, I know. But yeah, I joined LVest about 3.5 years ago now, and it's been one of the most exciting things I've gotten to do in my life. It's similar to LearnVest in a lot of ways. I get to do a lot of the same things, but now with all of this knowledge, right? And all of the things that I wish we might have done in the past, or ideas that I had while I was there that I didn't get to implement, or things like that. So kind of like a do-over, but it was an amazing company culture, amazing colleagues, and really like sticking to their primary purpose of getting more money into the hands of more women specifically. So I hope that summarizes it. I know that was a little long, but that's my journey so far.
No, we absolutely love it. And I mean, the mission really resonates with all of us. You're a CFP pro, I'm a CFP pro, yep. And the mission of getting more money in the hands of women. How can you say no to that?
Right. Yeah, it's been exciting to see too. And I actually was, even as we were preparing for this, you know, talking with our chief investment officer and Sally Krawcheck, who is our CEO here at LVest, about what is it about the algorithm? We have an algorithm at LVest that will, make recommendations effectively for portfolios for our clients. And what is it that makes it different? And so we talked through, like, there is something to be said about how gender affects investment allocation, especially because women tend to live longer. Right? We tend to live 3 to 5 years longer. So if we and a guy were in exactly the same spot, our life expectancy is longer. We're going to need more money to retire and to make sure that we have it throughout our lifetime. So those are some of the things that I get to work on. I get to, you know, I've gotten to explore how do we make sure that people in this demographic, professional women, maybe women just out of college, women starting a little bit later in life, the whole gamut, how do we make sure that they have fiduciary advice in their hands, right? The best possible investment advice, but more than that, kind of encompassing all of their financial wellness. So we now offer banking services at LVest through our partner at Coastal Community Bank. And we have this whole section just about learning. So members at LVest get to dig into all of the different topics. We write tons of articles. We do email courses, free workshops for our members. And then, of course, my favorite part that I get to lead is the coaching side. So really digging into both money and career coaching, which, by the way, like I don't know that any other financial firm besides maybe a couple, I think I know of one other that combines career and money coaching. And for women in particular, this is so important, right? Because our careers are this huge, basically asset, if you want to think of it that way. It's unearned income that you're going to be getting later. It's this talent, right, that you have stored up in you. And so we want to unleash that, right? Women have so much power already, and we just want to unleash that at Elevest, whether that is coaching on their money and really getting the info that they may not have gotten earlier in life, or if it's the career side of it and making sure that they're getting, you know, fair pay, they're able to negotiate what they need to, that they know how to prepare for interviews, and that they're being coached around management skills and leadership skills, moving up in traditional firms into that executive level, C-suite. So we kind of combine both sides of it. That's the part, the coaching part is the part I get to work on now at Elevest, and that's been really exciting. We launched an entirely new way of working with us last year. It's been about a year. We used to do an assets under management style of working with clients. So we'd charge a percent of assets under management, and then they could add on a layer of premium service that gave you access to this money in career coaching. So last year at this time, we had actually been thinking about it for a while. And I think the pandemic was sort of like the final straw that made us realize that we needed to actually make that more accessible to everybody. The premium layer of service is only accessible if you had $50,000 with us or more. And a lot of women who are, especially on the younger side, are still working up to that, right? You might not have that outside of your 401k plan at work or something. So we switched this up. Instead of having an AUM minimum or charging based on assets under management, now we charge a monthly membership fee. So we changed our model to a flat dollar fee. It's either $1, $5 or $9 per month for you to get access. And the different levels have different numbers of goals for investing. We do all goal-based investing, so you can set up different numbers of goals with that. And it gets you different discounts on coaching. All of those levels have all the same access to our banking products and also our learning products, which is, I think, one of the best parts of Elevest, are all the learning resources. And then folks can use their coaching discount. So we have like a retail price, kind of a la carte on some of our different sessions that we offer. And then they can use their discount to buy it at 20, 30, or even 50% off. So it makes it really accessible. We can do, for example, a budget plan with a client who's on our executive level at about $100 to pull together like a really crisp budget for them. We can do a full financial plan for somebody through financial planning software, which we do use for these, at about $1,000, right? And so you kind of get more access to more people, especially to women. And it's never, you know, talking down. We're never treating partners differently. We try to be super conscious of making sure women get the education they need, but not stopping there, because we find that education is not actually the key to getting women investing. It's getting them to stop procrastination. Procrastination is our biggest competitor here at Elevest. So we educate, but we also encourage action along the way as people are going. So those are some of the things that we've been working on over the past year. It's just blown up. It's been so exciting. We've gotten, I don't even know what the percentage is. It's like several thousand percentage growth in our coaching services over the past year as we've made it more accessible. And as we turned it into sort of these more topical, just really specific subjects, right? You can tackle your budget. You can tackle your debt. You can tackle your retirement. You can do them separately if you want to, or you can combine them and do them all together with a CFP Pro or with somebody who is a money coach who's Series 65 licensed. And it kind of gives people different access points to get in. I'm hoping that it's a little bit of a gateway drug to financial planning. My goal is for it to be that thing that opens people up to the idea of working with a coach so that then they can go on to do more and realize how effective it is and whether or not it's for them and if it works.
Now that sounds fantastic. And one of the things that I absolutely love, well, there's so many things that you're doing that are so incredibly amazing, but I think about the word access. You're mm-hmm. making financial education accessible. Mm-hmm. I know this is near and dear to you. If you don't mind, can you talk to us a little bit about financial wellness? Because I know this is something that's really important to you and what that means, I guess, to the clients you're serving at Elevest.
Yeah, and I think this is probably going to come with the lens of working with mainly women. We don't just serve women here. We do have a lot of male clients as well, but I would say the vast majority are probably women here at Elevest. So I think it's holistic, right? That's why Elevest introduced this money membership last year, where it was no longer just the robo-advice. It was no longer just the, you know, the investing component, which is a huge component that can be very overwhelming and intimidating for a lot of people, especially if you're not socialized around investing a lot growing up. So, you know, if you're not included in those conversations, if you are taught to save but not to invest, right? That's a lot of the media that is directed at women is around saving rather than investing. So it can feel overwhelming already. Some women are amazing at this and just haven't unleashed that power yet, right? And they hesitate maybe because they haven't done it or they haven't had access to do it. Maybe it's because if someone thought that they needed, you know, a certain amount of money to be able to invest and to get a diversified portfolio through a professional advisor, because so many advisors out there do have minimums. So we obviously wanted to tackle that as a major keystone, right? That's what we started on. That's what Sally Krawcheck, that's kind of like what was the main part of LLS when we started. But last year when we did this membership, we really were thinking about sort of like overall wellness. How can we make sure that women are doing well and getting more money without just focusing on the investing side? That is a big component of it, but it's not the only one. So we really want to do things like provide really good banking services. We have a debit card, you know, checking type of account that provides rewards. So a debit card with rewards, right? Like we could have chosen to go with a credit card. We chose to go with a debit card instead because that's better for financial health. And we instituted those rewards. A lot of them have to do with women-owned businesses. We have this whole women-owned businesses collection where if you spend money there, you know, you get some certain rewards for using your debit card. So that was part of it. The learning part of it was so critical for us, not just writing articles and blog posts, but doing coursework, doing webinars and workshops. We've been opening it up for more coaching interaction by doing small groups. So instead of one-on-one, you can join a small group of maybe 10 to 15 other women or men or non-binary folks and just interact with the coach that way. So you still have access to a professional, but in a more affordable way that more people can take advantage of. So those are some of our learning opportunities. The coaching opportunities, we've really tried hard to make sure that they are affordable and reasonable based on, you know, the cost of hiring really expert money coaches and financial planners. So those, I think, are all different ways that we can help women be more financially well, get more money in the hands of more women. I think there are more ways though. Like we are constantly looking for new ways to do this. So just the other day, a couple weeks ago, we launched a new product called Money Talk Parties. We're probably, you know, where you can actually invite, you know, 10 friends and we have a little party and it's supposed to be kind of fun and energizing to talk about the topics that you want to talk about with your friends. And it facilitates that conversation a little better. So that more women are talking about money. We're going to do that on the career side, most likely. We're going to start offering these office hours with a coach where you can join a few other things like that. So we want to keep going. We want to keep pushing. We want to see what other ways we can bring wellness to women. Who knows what that will bring in the future, right? As we are able to raise more funding, we'll probably go a lot further and do other exciting things. So that's just all. Yeah, those are a few of the ways, but I'm always looking for more too. So feel free to always shoot me a note if you see a spot that's missing and you're like, I wish women had this more. Elvis is the place to come with those ideas, because we're going to be like, ooh, how can we do this with women? So, yes.
Awesome. So we would be remiss if we do not allow you to mention how we can find you and learn more about Elevest.
Of course. Yes. You can always find me on LinkedIn under Rachel Sanborn Lawrence. That's my full name on LinkedIn. Elevest is just elevest.com. If you're curious to find out more, whether you're in the industry or if you are a client, if you want to find out more about how we offer our coaching services, take a look at our shop. It's so simple. It's just shop.elevest.com. You can take a look at how we are offering some of these services and what some of our ideas are around them. I think we should be sharing this wealth. I think more people in our industry should be offering these kinds of things. And I want to make sure also that clients get that in their hands and know that it is for them, developed for them. So those are probably the best ways, elevest.com, shop.elevest.com, or look me up on LinkedIn under Rachel Sanborn Lawrence.
Thank you so much, Rachel. And back to you, Hope.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. That was so interesting. I love the idea of women helping women make more money and having better lives and connecting to each other. So congratulations to you for being part of such an amazing organization. And to Rita, Thank you, of course, every Friday we have this wonderful conversation on Facebook Live, and then it's on Incandescent Radio, Rita's website, of course, margaritacheng.com and margaritacheng.tv on YouTube. So next week, our guest will be Sean Toomey, Senior VP at Capital City Nurses. So Rita, give us a little tease about Sean.
So I'm really excited to have Sean come because he is going to talk about caregiving. This is very important for everybody, but particularly coming out of COVID. So not just how to pay for caregivers, of course you need financial planners to make that happen, but questions to ask when vetting caregivers and so forth. So you don't want to miss this one.
Excellent. So next Friday, which is July, let me look at my calendar, 23rd, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you, Rachel. Best of luck to you. And we hope that lots of our viewers come check out your website. And of course, to Rita. And to all of us, all of you who are out there in the audience, thank you for listening to Margaritas with Margarita. We'll see you next Friday.